The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Jim Jordan, based on everything you know as a member of the Judiciary Committee, and you hold clearances in that position, do you not?
Yep. All right.
Based on everything that you know, do you believe that Mr. Stroke, Mr. Orr, who was until yesterday the Deputy Associate Attorney General, and others conspired to influence the election in 2016 and to adversely impact the campaign of President Trump?
Look, Hugh, I can't say 100% that I know that, but everything tells me that's where all the evidence is pointing, and that's why I asked the questions I did yesterday. That's why we want that application, so we can see for ourselves if they did what everything points to that they did. That's how I'll say it, because you can't say you're 100% sure, but everything points that direction, and it sure makes a lot of sense. And again, as I said yesterday, if in fact that happened, where the FBI took opposition research from one campaign and dressed it all up and spruced it all up and made it appear like it was a legitimate intelligence document and took it to the court to get a warrant to go after the other campaign, that should never happen in this great country. And everything points to everything piles up and points to that's exactly what they did to.
Are you alleging the abuse of power that you believe occurred but can't be certain, because we need an investigation, but you believe it to have occurred? Are you alleging that that abuse of power also involved the Central Intelligence Agency?
Well, at some point, you know that the intelligence community said, you know, Russia tried to influence them, and they had this assessment. Now, I want to know, was Peter Strzok part of that assessment? I assume that was Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, and other folks in our intelligence community who ultimately made that determination. So, you know, we have to see if that took place. What I do know is on January 6th, the intelligence community went up to New York to brief then-President-elect Trump on the intelligence situation. And after that main briefing, James Comey stuck around to brief the president-elect on the dossier. And I think that briefing was largely to give the dossier greater legitimacy, because quickly after that meeting, it was leaked to CNN and other news outlets that, in fact, Mr. Comey had briefed the president on the dossier, that the fact that briefing had taken place, and CNN and BuzzFeed then print the dossier for the whole world to see. So, you know, the intelligence community briefs the president-elect, and then quickly it's leaked. So you got to wonder about the intelligence community, some of the people who were in it during the Obama administration as well.
Jim Jordan, again, this is a question of what you believe, not what has been proved. Do you believe that the abuse of power and conspiracy that you are alleging, and that's what you're alleging, a conspiracy to wrongfully influence the election via the abuse of counterintelligence processes, that it extended to the White House, and if so, specifically to Ben Rhodes?
I don't know, but you know what? When you look at who has the ability to unmask all these names, and this is where this story just keeps getting bigger. You look at the people who had the ability to unmask these names, they happen to be some of the same names that we deposed during, I was on the Benghazi committee, and they happen to be some of the same people. When you think about Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, I remember sitting through the deposition with Ben Rhodes, so you have to wonder if that's connected as well. What we need is some of these key documents, and here's the thing that drives me crazy. This is not the Holder Justice Department. This is not the Lynch Justice Department. This is now the Sessions Justice Department. Give us the documents we rightfully have ability to view and to examine, so we can get answers for the American people.
So, Jim Jordan, why do you suppose the president, who can order the FISA warrant dossier to be disclosed but won't do so, why do you suppose the president is not ordering Rod Rosenstein? This is not in conflict with Special Counsel Mueller, who I do not want disturbed and who I believe you don't want disturbed. But the president of the United States can order the disclosure of this FISA warrant to the committee today. Why doesn't he do that?
Of course he. Well, I mean, come on, Hugh. You know the lay of the land here in Washington, D.C. If the president says anything remotely close to the Russian investigation that Special Counsel Mueller is conducting, that the Democrats will go crazy. They tried this crazy impeachment thing just 2 days ago. So they'll go crazy. They'll stick with this crazy idea they got now that there's somehow obstruction of justice. And so there's all that concern, I think, out there. But you don't need the president to do it. You need the attorney. That's why 3 days ago, Ron DeSantis and I and a number of others sent a letter, Matt Gaetz and some others. We sent a letter to Rosenstein, to Sessions, and to Christopher Wray. And we said, release the application. Show us what's there. Let us see it. So we don't need the president to tell them to do it. They can do it. And that's why I asked the questions I did yesterday in the hearing.
Now, two more questions, Representative Jordan. One is the inspector general was offered up as a buffer. In my view, that is wholly inadequate, as the IG is a creature of statute answerable to the Congress and without prosecutorial authority. Do you believe the country understands the inspector general is often a place where investigations go to die?
They don't understand. You summarize it better than anyone could in those few sentences right there. You're exactly right. You can't hide behind the fact the inspector general is doing an investigation, so we can't give you the documents because there's an ongoing investigation. Come on. That's crazy. Now, thank goodness the inspector general is doing good work, and that's part of the reason we know what we know about Peter Strzok and everything else. But you cannot hide behind that, and you're exactly right. The inspector general cannot put anyone – he can't prosecute. He can't put anyone in jail. So give us the information so that we can hold people – because if – again, I keep coming back to this. Because if this took place, this is even worse than what the IRS did when they targeted people for their political beliefs. This is the FBI of the United States of America working with the Democrat Party to go after – President Trump and the Republican Party go after when Donald Trump was the nominee and the other party's campaign. That can never be allowed to happen in this great nation. So if that took place, this is bigger even than the IRS going after people, which was as wrong as it gets as well. But this is huge if this happened. So let's get the information so we can figure it all out and unravel this story.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.